This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Then we take you inside the Star, the home of the Cowboys, next. The buildup towards Cowboys training camp in Oxnard continues. Where else? This radio station is your official home of the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Here with Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. And we got a five-year Oxnard, California extension for training camp announced yesterday.
Yeah, are you happy about that, Chop?
I love going there. It's you're jumping into a pool, 70 degrees in the middle of July.
I love the trip on its own. The 3 a.m. wake-up calls are a bit much. You got to remember, I have trouble getting here at 6. You're telling me I got to be up at 3 and also like engaging in things during the week? That's a lot. That's a lot to ask. But they did extend it through 2030, which is surprising because we've heard it the last couple of years. I'm not remembering how much of this is public, but I mean, in general, we've heard rumblings about the city being sticklers about code all of a sudden that maybe they haven't in the past, or just kind of nitpicking on things, which maybe they were just setting it up for.
Well, they also built facilities in front of people's property to block their balconies.
Yes, that was bad. That was bad. But specifically, their relations with the city of Oxnard have seemed at times to like kind of be a little more tense. And I don't know, maybe it was all setting up for this. It's just the negotiation. Both sides were just kind of trying to set a standard. But yeah, we'll be out in Oxnard through 2030 for training camp.
I don't envision them ever leaving. They've basically been out there for 60 years in some form or fashion. Outside of the Jimmy era, they were, and the early part of Bill, they were always out in Southern California or Oregon. Mm-hmm. Right? Back in the early Landry days, they went to Oregon. But They've always had either the Thousand Oaks or Oxnard. It's just where they go.
Where was Dak speaking?
So Dak was having his every year, right around 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out from training camp, he will do his like youth camp that he does, his free youth camp that he puts on. And so he was doing that yesterday and this was going on yesterday, I think from like 8 to 10 or something like that. But yeah, Dak Prescott was out there doing his camp between a partnership that he had. And this is like the same thing that George Pickens got killed for recently when he canceled.
And he gave an update on the status of his rehab for camp and the season.
I'm healthy. I'll be full go for camp. I'm healthy. Yeah, look, I think soon here I'll probably get an official sign off from Doc, but I'm healthy.
I don't love that because that's...
I didn't hear your written
I'm
out.
Healthy as I'll be. Play it again, Peyton.
I'm healthy. I'll be full go for camp.
Okay.
Healthy as I'll be.
Now like here's
the ankle feels good. It'll never be 100%.
Yeah.
It's like my finger. It'll never straighten out. It feels fine. I'll never be able to straighten it out again.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, this is tough because you got to look at it from like you got to, when you hear him say that, it's like, okay, now I've got to start interpreting. Are you saying what Chop's saying basically? Like, yeah, dude, this is never going to be right ever again. This is just as healthy as it's going to be. Or is he saying like the Kyrie sense, where Kyrie's like, I can't even predict tomorrow. Why would I do that? Like, is he saying like, in that sense? Or the third option, and this requires a lot of judgment and reading into it, did he just mean to say something like, I'm healthy as I can be, and said, I'll be? And that, because I mean, he kind of really quickly pivoted over in what he was saying.
Also, the I have to wait for the doctor to sign off.
Well, because he still was not cleared for like full contact stuff or anything else. That was where they had left it off, and they've just had a dead period since then. So he just hasn't seen the doctor since then.
Sure. Okay.
Which he should be good. Like all indications are he was going to be ready to go for training camp, and he looked like he was going to be ready to go when we were out there.
Yeah, I hope it's not as healthy as I'll be. I hope that was not the answer, and there was just a little audio skip in there that I did not hear the first time. Dak was also asked how he feels about a couple minicamp OTA sessions with his new receiver, George Pickens.
I mean, that's a guy that loves football. I mean, the guy's telling me about my college days. Like, and you don't know about Mississippi State college days unless you're a football guy, right? And sure, he's from Alabama and I was right there in that region. But, I mean, players that I played with, guys from his region, that right there, that knowledge, that involvement, that shows you a guy loves football. And that, to me, that deletes a lot of things that you've heard in the past about him. Great dude, loves his teammates, and excited as hell for this season. I know he is. I know he's happy to be in a fresh new spot, and I'm excited for what he's going to do for us.
You know, if you were a George Pickens defender, which now everyone in the Metroplex conveniently is, including us, you would say in Pittsburgh, yeah, he was guilty of just loving football too much. It's like T.O., like he wanted the ball in order to help his team win. And the tantrums and all the media skirmishes and the personal fouls, it was just a result of the passion for the sport boiling over.
Yeah, it's like when you sit down for a job interview and they're like, what's your biggest weakness? And he's like, I care too much. Like, that's George Pickens. He cares too much. I think everything you hear is that no one who plays with him has a big problem with him. And they enjoy playing with him. He can just be kind of a pain for people who are in charge of making sure operations run smoothly. He doesn't want to be told what to do, it feels like. He's probably got a little bit of an authority problem. But in terms of like the team, the chemistry fit, he's not T.O. in that sense. Like in that sense, he's more just kind of a guy that guys tend to get along with. He's still shouting out his Pittsburgh teammates, his former, when Minkah Fitzpatrick gets traded. He's shouting him out, giving him it. So, like, he clearly had good relationships there in Pittsburgh. It was just none of it was with anybody who was above him in a position of authority.
The football controversy that has actually gone national comes from my old stomping grounds of Kansas City.
Well.
And this guy's name is Kevin Keatsman. So, Kevin Keatsman was on the opposing station that I was on. I was on 610. He was on 810. He was the big dog of the entire city. The big dog afternoon host, and we all knew he was a douchebag. He was a douchebag. He is a douchebag. He lost a job. I think he had attacked Andy Reid, calling him a bad father and a bad parent.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And now he does some type of podcast, and someone decided to pick up his quotes attacking the local legendary quarterback with the Kevin Keatsman pod.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
You know, I actually thought that Pat and Aiden, we'll see if we can get up some of these pictures on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. I actually thought Pat looked better than he usually does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I was like, okay, there's some pec work there. There's some chest work there. RJ, you can go ahead and break it down after your Oshkosh Bagoshes last week, showing off the physique. There's some hippage. The belly doesn't have a six-pack, but I did not look at Mahomes before Keithman's comments. I saw these vacay photos. I did not look at Pat and go, oh my God, what is he doing?
Yeah, it's just, it's not like a, what is he doing? I think there's no change. There's no difference. It's Pat. That's Pat's body. That's Pat's physique. That's what Pat, you know, Pat walks around with that kind of a body. And like, history shows you that quarterbacks, that's kind of how a lot of them are. I never saw Philip Rivers shirtless. Like, I don't remember. But I've seen the Manning brothers shirtless, and they've got a few Super Bowls, and they got a few bellies. You could eat a bowl of cereal out of Manning's chest conclave. I don't know. I don't know that it's a big deal.
Here's Kevin Keatsman, part two.
He's got a wonderful family, loves his kids, is a good person, all of these things. I can't believe that this guy's on page six of the New York Post or People Magazine or TMZ on vacation with his family with his dad bod. I mean, I just can't believe it. He knows they're going to get his picture, and he knows they're going to post it, and he's made jokes about it. It's not a weight thing for me. It's not. It's a core thing. It's a muscle thing. Again, do some crunches. Do some sit-ups. You've got a $500 million contract. It's your job.
We did an interview the other day recapping our 14 years together, and wow. I was expecting the interviewer to ask, you know, what is the dumbest thing you could ever do in DFW sports radio? And my answer would be attack Dirk Nowitzki. Like, go at Dirk.
Yeah.
And I think that same type of thinking may apply to Pat Mahomes in Kansas City, especially after you're not going through a Dallas Cowboy type Stephen Jones drought.
Yeah, I mean, look, they didn't win the Super Bowl this year. They didn't win the Super Bowl this year. That's a drought. That's a drought, you know. I mean, haven't they made the Super Bowl like six times in 8 years?
Yeah, but look, I mean, if he ever wants to win more than one Super Bowl, he's got to be in shape.
That's right.
You know? That's a big thing. I think this is great.
How is this different? Let me just ask a couple questions off the top of my head. How is this different from us with Luka's conditioning?
Because
I know Luke hasn't won the titles, but
they're legitimately not even in the same stratosphere of in or out of shape to me. But like, Pat Mahomes is much more closer to what the average looks like at the position than Luka is. Like, Luka, for all the I never wanted Luka to go anything else. Luka absolutely was always out of shape at the start of the season. Like, it's a Shaq-like problem. It's not that big,
yeah,
but it's the guard version of Shaq in a lot of ways. The James Harden thing. Mahomes looks like every other quarterback, basically, in football. Like, generally, I feel like the ripped six-pack quarterbacks aren't great. Like, isn't that Will Levis? Hasn't he been that guy?
You don't have to be, like, you know, you don't have to be in, and by the way, having a little belly flat doesn't mean that you're not in good physical shape. I mean, your diet stinks. Doesn't mean that your cardio cardiovascular where you can run around. There are plenty of people who can run around all day that have flab. Like,
and look how Pat runs around with his game late in fourth quarters coming back. He's not sitting there gassed and exhausted.
Exactly.
He's winning the game.
If he was gassed and exhausted, it's a different story. You know, like, you don't have to be in, you don't have to be in great, like, physical looking shape to be a quarterback. And yet to be a running back, you know, be nice. Wide receiver, linebacker, quarterback, I don't think you need it.
940 says, Bobby was my speed camp. That's Bobby Stroop, who's Mahomes' trainer. Bobby was my speed camp coach growing up in Pilot Point. Doesn't take crap from anyone, calls it out anytime, including athletes in camp.
He went off on this radio guy, well, podcast guy. He said, you obviously need attention. If you want to see what in shape is, go make it through a practice at St. Joe or run hurry up offense, scrambling back to back to back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look, it's performance.
I've seen Bobby tell professional athletes to their face, you're fat right now. Like, I've seen him do it. He doesn't have he is absolutely somebody who will kind of keep guys in line and stay on top of them.
If Mahomes had
an issue, he would tell him.
I watched their workout stuff with Netflix in the first quarterback season, and never did I think, man, Pat's really struggling here. Like,
right.
He was going through really hard workouts. This guy's a loser.
He's a thicker guy.
Everyone, for the most part, except for 75-year-olds in Kansas City, were thrilled and happy that he lost his job. He is the most arrogant, he's like the Mike Francesa of Kansas City. I'm surprised Nick Wright. So this was Nick Wright's chief rival. Nick's strategy doing afternoons on our station was to attack and destroy this guy in any way possible. And Reitma's now paying attention to the show. I saw his head peep over Radio Insight, Radio Wars. And I'm surprised yesterday on his show, I don't know if he did or not, that Nick did not try to take personal shots at Kevin Kietzman, who he absolutely, and we all absolutely despised. So that was him making national news. And he is that type of dude, like Bayless. He doesn't even care. Over the backlash.
Oh,
he gets his high off of any type of attention and his name being in the headlines. It doesn't matter that he's now a pariah in the city.
Bayless was the first name I thought of listening to that clip. That's exactly who it sounded like something Bayless would do. But I mean, 817 brings up a good point. They should trade him. He's fat and lazy. That's true.
Yeah,
the Chiefs should trade him. They should get rid of him.
Definitely move on.
Got to move on.
The audio of the week comes from the golf fight, including a former NHL enforcer. We have the audio. It's RJ Choppy's number one pet peeve in the world. You got to hear this next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.